At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Final hour of the program right here on Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Behind the glass, in the glass, around the glass, wherever it might be. Next to the glass. We got our boy Jet Nelson doing the damn thing. We got Jake Rietma in the house as well. Don't forget tomorrow, and I forgot to mention this, we got Jet Nelson, who will be behind the glass in the 1-2s and 3s. So,
you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to produce a show, and I'm going to let Jet come in my seat. Sit in my seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how you said it the second time.
Yeah.
I was just gonna power through.
We know you would.
I don't know that's probably the best course of action.
I think I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you can't, but it's a big day tomorrow.
877-881-1053. If you believe in me that I could produce our show tomorrow. Just a yes or no. That's all I need on the text line. I don't need any roast.
Would you need help beforehand, or you just want to walk back here and do it?
Can I text in?
I don't know.
Like, do you want training before? You just want to walk in and be like, I'll figure it out on the fly.
Natural talent.
No, you don't have a chance.
I'll figure it out. Yes or no on the text line. And if you say no, I don't need a bunch of roasting and reasonings and why you think so. Just say yes.
Yeah.
Or just say no. And we'll see what the more popular answer
is. Just keep it simple.
And if people say yes, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll produce our show tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we've already got one in.
It's from you. I think everyone, you know, how
the
many
first texter has spoken?
I think everyone's hanging out with their families now. There's nobody on the text line anymore.
No, people are out getting, again, it used to be because your generation doesn't drink.
No, this is still, I know you're about to say, this is a big drinking day.
Or watching a lot of Stranger Things.
Well, it's just a lot of, it's just a big going out night, right?
I'm going to go out after this. This is a big going out night.
It is, isn't it?
Because everyone's back in town with their high school people, the people you went to high school with, and everyone usually gets together and goes and drinks. I know that. Right before Cowboys Crosstalk started, I get literally, when I say like right before, like 32 seconds before it started, Larry Brown walks up and is right next to Nate Newton. And he's like, Blake, what's up? Made me feel a lot more comfortable. Of course, I say what's up to him. He's asking me how the fam's doing. And then he goes like, Cam, his son, who I'm good friends with, just moved in like next door to you. I was like, yeah, I know. Cam just called me on the phone and we were FaceTiming before I came in here. So I'm assuming that me and him, I'm going to call him after the show, and we'll go get a beverage or two.
There you go.
Should be fun. I'll say this. Gentlemen, if you hear nothing else from tonight's show, listen up. This is a dangerous day to have a girlfriend. Dangerous. Because if she is going back home, and obviously I'm talking a little bit to the younger generation right now.
I don't think it discriminates.
But I just know when I was in college, and I had homeboys or adjacent or just associates.
Yeah.
And they were dating someone, and they're going back to Colleyville, Denton, Arlington, Grand Prairie, wherever. And their girlfriend lives in Arizona. Or their girlfriend lives in California. Or even their girlfriend lives in San Antonio, and they're going back home for Thanksgiving. Let's just say a lot of those relationships, when they came back, there was a lot of looking through the phone. There was a lot of, what were you doing? This is probably one of the most cheated on days in America, I would say. Because of what you said to start it open. Like, people going back home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They're not with their significant other because a lot of people didn't grow. Some people grew up together.
And all it
a lot
takes is a few drinks and seeing an old flame.
Seeing an old. That's the other thing. It's not necessarily like a random guy at the bar. You have to be worried about the guy that used to date your girl.
Somebody you had, they had previous relations with. Or, and maybe they split up, not because of anything bad. Yeah. They just, one person went one way, the other person went the other
there's
way.
There's a lot of different factors. There's old relationships. There's old flings. There's, hey, maybe it wasn't an old fling, but I thought you were cute in high school. And now I'm seeing you 10 years later, 5 years later, seven years later, 20 years later, whatever it may be. For however old you are, and they're seeing it like, man, look at you, is that you, Charlotte?
You lost some weight. Man, you've been in the gym, haven't you? Huh? Taking that Pilates class?
I seen the Pilates on the Instagram.
I see you on IG.
And then you're in person with him. Where's your boyfriend?
And then let's not forget, you know, my age group.
Stay mysterious today, boys.
All the divorcees out there. I mean, look, they're, you know, it's, you know, you've got, it's an emotional time. For a lot of folks right now, especially, again, if you are a divorcee, if you're around my age and single, you're probably saying to yourself, oh, my God, what's going on? And all it takes is somebody, you know, and we talked about this the other day, you know, if that solo person that rolls up.
I'm telling you, this is one of the most cheated on days.
Target-rich environment, boys and girls. Target-rich environment wherever
I've seen it firsthand.
You may be.
I've seen it firsthand. You know what? I'm gonna go out tonight to make sure that doesn't happen. Are you in a relationship and you thinking about cheating? Well, stay with me. I'll keep you safe.
Yeah,
I'll make sure nobody.
Because that's a little, reverse psychology.
I'll make sure
I
you stay safe tonight.
There. Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll keep you safe in my house.
Yeah,
if
I just
that's what
make
it comes
sure
down
that
to.
Nobody.
Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? You look like you do.
You look like you have a boyfriend that doesn't trust
who
you.
Who would love for you to get home safe. And who better than me to do it? Just saying.
Hey, you
just
know what? Let me call the guy. Let me call him. Just let me call you.
I'll text him. Let him know. What did you say his number was? Fred, look. He's good with it.
He's good with it. Oh, I don't need to say my location? Okay.
Don't worry about it. He'll thank me in the morning. I mean, thank me later. That's what I meant to say.
Saying, stay vigilant, boys, today. Don't let your girl put her phone on D&D tonight.
Oh, if she puts her phone on D&D, that's a wrap.
Especially tonight, boys. And girls, I'm just saying, be vigilant. If you didn't know about it tonight,
but
be
see,
vigilant.
The location thing, that's definitely a your generation thing. We didn't grow up with locations, and I mean, I wouldn't know how to act if somebody said, let me get your location. I don't think so.
Be vigilant. You'll be with your girl tomorrow, right, Kevin? I mean, I know you live with her. I'm saying tomorrow.
I was going to say, be with her in like a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm driving to Granbury tonight, so I don't have to worry about where she'll be. So we'll be all right.
I tell you, we got a... they're engaged.
It's different.
It's very different.
We love you, Reema, if you can hear us.
Yeah. Blake's over here trying to put negativity out in the air.
I just looked
out.
How dare you? I was looking out for him. I said,
how dare you? Reema. You don't have to look out for Jake. Jake's got it on lock.
I'm looking out for all my boys.
Jake's got it on
Fred,
lock.
I've seen guys that have been dating girls for 10 years, engaged, married, and days like today, when they go back and see that fling,
that's on him.
I agree.
That's on him.
You know what? It's if your girl's gonna do nefarious.
She'd already made her mind up.
You're not gonna talk her out of it. Mm-mm. You catching
and
her.
If you're at that point, bounce.
Just saying, be vigilant, boys, to get out of the relationship, not to save the relationship. Mm. But if she's on D&D, if she's out at a bar tonight, and you ain't never seen any of the people that are around her, if she's not answering the phone, and you're like, oh, it's just another night. Tonight is not another night.
Yeah, I mean, or if she just totally changed up her communication style, that's a wrap.
No, all these girls are seeing their friends from high school, those flings that were on the football team. Tonight's the night.
To be fair, the 469 just texted in Thanksgiving. That's how my ex cheated.
See?
That's
stuffed a different turkey.
From the 214, tonight, anything is possible. Again, type of night. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough.
That's why I'm single.
Look, it's hard out there for a pimp, as the kids say.
Me and Fred are going to go save the streets after this. Street sweepers.
If that's what it takes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So,
Of street sweepers, this guy is street clothes himself, Anthony Davis.
That's right.
He finally
might have one. Who knows?
He finally chatted with the, Cowboys, the Mavericks media, because he practiced. And he was asked about, are you going to play? Trade rumors, Nico Harrison. We have two different cuts of him, yes?
Yeah, let's go with first one, him being asked about Nico being fired.
I think it was surprising, you know, to all of us. No one knew, at least players, you know, knew what was happening. So it was surprising more than anything. You know, Nico's my guy. Obviously, like you said, he played a huge part of, you know, getting me here, you know, and wanting me to, you know, fulfill his vision in a sense, you know, that he saw. So, you know, it was definitely tough. Me and him had a conversation. You know, me and Patrick had a conversation. So, you know, the business of basketball, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, once I had those conversations, I was able to move forward and, you know, continue to rehab and get back on the floor and, you know, try to compete. Well, first get back on the floor and then try to compete to win games and, you know, do what, you know, Nico brought all of us here for, you know, is to ultimately win a championship. But that's in, you know, this long-term goal, you know, get back on the floor, win some games, and try to turn this thing around.
Well, I got two thoughts. One, that was some of the most boring audio we've ever played. That was very depressing.
I was going to say, man.
And then part two.
Do you think he believes half of what he just said?
I've never heard such longer pauses and low energy, right? And then part two, on the complete opposite side, it's got to be super awkward for Anthony Davis. The guy that got fired because he brought you in, like pretty much said, I believe in Neek, I believe in Anthony Davis more than Luka, and you're him. So you're feeling like on top of the world when the trade is happening, like, wow,
did he
I just
though?
Got traded for Luka. I'm just saying, like, from an ego point. Like, wow, they
view me. I don't
even
know if it was from an ego point, to be honest with you.
I think it would be like they view me on the same level as Luka that they would trade for me. So he's feeling good. At least Nico's in his corner vying for him. Now that guy that just made that trade for you has been fired. Like, you have no more people in your corner.
No. I mean, and look, you and I will disagree on this. I don't think it did anything for his ego.
Yeah.
Look, this is – has he ever been more of a non-factor in his NBA career than now?
No, I was just saying strictly the day the trade happened, not since he's been in Dallas.
Yeah, but even then, it's like outside of a few NBA people who said what – and I think they said it more out of respect for AD than they did anything else – nobody with half of a working brain wanted AD or thinks Anthony Davis should be in Dallas right now.
Kind of sucks for AD because it's not like he called the trade up.
It absolutely does. And, you know, the throat clearing twice, all right? Like, I mean, he's just trying to bide time. That was the bit. You know, win some games. I got to get on the court first, and then we'll win some games. Like, he's not even sure where he's at in this entire grand scheme of things. So, yeah, that was a rough listen. This is him when asked about the trade rumors.
I guess, you know, I think there's just going to be a lot of trade stuff before February. Like, how much of that do you hear? Or, you know,
I have no control of that.
Are you feeling like, with everything that you've been through in a Mavericks uniform, like you really want to keep going here and all that?
Man, look, I don't make it like we're going to war or something. This is basketball, and this is... it comes with it. I think everybody, you know, in their career has been involved in trades, also, you know, been traded or some type of move. So that doesn't affect me, you know. I've been in trade talks for a while, you know what I'm saying? So my job is to, you know, do what I do when I'm on the floor, play basketball, try to lead this team, and whatever comes out of that, I don't, you know, really have any control over that, you know, but, you know, I do have an open line of communication with front office and, you know, I'm just ready to get back on the floor.
Okay, boring audio part two. He made it sound like everyone's in these type of trade talks. He said, I mean, we're all NBA guys. We're all in trade talks. We all gone through. I'm like, I don't think anyone's been in your situation because I thought it was a valid question. Like everything that's gone on.
Oh no, the question was valid. I mean, this,
do you still want to be here?
This is a precarious position for Anthony Davis, right? I mean, he didn't ask for any of this. I mean, it's one thing when don't get me to lie, and I can't remember who he got traded. Who was it? Brandon Ingram he got traded for when he got traded from the Pelicans to the Lakers. I want to say Brandon Ingram was one of the people and maybe some picks.
I'll look it up.
Nobody had a problem with that trade. All right? Like, there was very few people that thought, yes, Brandon Ingram was going to have better upside than Anthony
Davis. It was
Davis.
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart, and then four picks
okay.
for Anthony Davis.
And so that, and let's call it what it was. I mean, he was at the height of his powers back then, right? I mean, Anthony Davis was a bucket, and he was still healthy. He was still younger.
That's quite a haul. Four first rounders and three pretty good role players.
What year was that?
This was 2019.
Okay, so you figure he was.
Lonzo
was
just coming out. Yeah, Lonzo was just coming out. Brandon Ingram was just coming out, and Josh Hart had been there for like a year or two.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Young. I mean, look, the Lakers won that trade.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Ingram's getting sued by the guy that he hit with the water bottle. Lonzo Ball can barely move, or at least he's starting to come around. I mean, I get it, but, you know. And then Josh Hart.
Good role player for the Knicks.
You know, probably a better podcast than basketball player.
Great
so,
podcaster.
You know, so, I mean, look, the Lakers won that trade.
They won a championship.
Won a championship out of it, right? And, again, outside of the stints that he's had being hurt, I mean, Anthony Davis had a, you know, solid 4 or 5 year run and probably had his best year that year in the bubble, right?
I mean, that's probably, I mean, not his best years were in New Orleans when he was dominating, but like his,
he was,
but I'm saying
he was a dog that year.
I don't know, because obviously his best year winning the championship, being the focal point, it's hard to put another point, but I'm thinking of those Pelicans, Anthony Davis, when he was like legitimately giving you 30 and 15 every night and like first team all NBA for like six straight seasons. Like,
yeah.
You remember when he teamed up with Boogie for 2 years?
Yeah, before Boogie tore his Achilles. I mean, Boogie was a freaking agent. I want to say they did that again. I think they hurt himself against the Rockets.
Because remember,
too.
Boogie got traded during All Star Week.
Yeah.
He just stayed in New Orleans.
Yeah, no. Boogie's, he was something else. Never was quite the same after that Achilles injury, though. But yeah, I mean, he is no stranger to trade rumors. You just feel bad for the guy. I mean, say what you want about it. Look, Anthony Davis did not ask to be traded to Dallas, all right? It's not his fault.
He also hasn't really helped it. Like, he didn't ask to get traded for him, so I feel bad for him. But then the second part is, like, neither did Max Christie, and he's done everything to make people embrace him. Now, is he the smaller part of the trades? People aren't as critical? Of course. But I could name 20 other players that if they were in Anthony Davis' shoe that could have made it better. Not saying it's Luka.
We just can't stay healthy.
But like if you're Jaylen Brown, if you're Cade Cunningham, just insert any other player. What's the dude from the Rockets? Their center that
who's,
I can't.
Shangoon?
Shangoon, like.
Yeah.
You can make it better for yourself by balling and being like, it's not Luka, but like I see this.
No, I mean,
thing.
We just want him on the court.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you want out of Anthony Davis, but again, you traded for one of the most oft-injured players.
I'll give you an update, though, because he did say. And
Cal, who's that? AD?
Mavericks PR said that Anthony Davis will be questionable for the Lakers game. And between the Lakers game on Friday and the Clippers game on Saturday, both are in L.A., he will play in only one of those games. He will not play in both.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not like a 100% he's going to play, but there's a good chance that he'll play in one of those two games. He will not play in both. It's already been said.
He'll play against Clippers.
But he was like, he was asked like which one he want to play with, and he's smiling and goes, you know which one I want to play in. I think he'll play against the Lakers. Because he's only going to play in one. You think he's going to play the next day, Saturday, if he was healthy enough and not play against the Lakers the day before?
Well, the only reason I say that is because worst case scenario, God forbid, he goes out there against the Lakers and gets hurt.
Well, I mean, he could hurt the next day, too.
Yeah, but the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you go back to the Lakers and Luka goes off and then you get hurt again.
I think he's going to play versus the Lakers.
Look, I don't disagree. I'm just saying I would probably.
Would you take his under? Whatever it is.
Absolutely. I would hammer the under on everything.
What if he goes off though? Like against the Lakers, like, hey, everybody's been hating me, has a Houston Rockets type game and drops 30 and 10. Even if they lose, I'm just saying.
And then tears his abductor in the third quarter and gone for the rest of this. I mean, we should
try to find the under for Friday. I think
I
he's going to play.
Would. Absolutely. We'll hit that on Friday. All right, coming up next, you guys know what time it is. Time for a little Fatties on the Phone. And again, look, we may have to pivot. I don't know what you guys got going on tonight. 877-881-1053. The conversation about your girlfriend cheating tonight. I actually got the text message fired back up again. 877-881-1053. Fatties on the Phone. 877-881-1053. Fatties on the Phone. You can't cuss. Thanksgiving plans and what you got going on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Bonus points if you call us with your family in the room. Coming up next, Fatty's on.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The phone.
All right, we're back. Hey, of course he is. Of course he is. We got a little fatties on the phone. 877-881-1053. We've had the one, the only Mr. Bobby Belt grace us with his presence. I told Blake I thoroughly enjoyed Cowboy Crosstalk tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I did. Antoine Woods.
Twaka.
There you go.
And I enjoyed listening to the show coming in here other than the Anthony Davis audio you just played.
We didn't love it either.
Not because it was boring. I thought it was the opposite of boring. The fact that...
His tone.
Well, first off, the fact that he would reference Nico's vision is a troll move to begin with. You know, I think, you know, his vision that he had here. The other thing is, I understand people haven't been welcoming to you here. Could you sound any more like you just don't want to be here right now? Take a one a day. Take a one a day, get yourself healthy, get yourself back out on the court so we can trade your Tiny Tim Frida Kahlo looking ass. I don't want him around here anymore.
No, it's
the Packers jersey isn't helping either.
That's trolling. Now look, he's always been a Packers fan. I know he's worn it before, but it felt like in that moment.
The Cowboys were playing that day.
If I was Anthony Davis, I would hate Mavericks fans too. 100%.
Absolutely.
And if I'm Mavericks fans,
I'd hate Anthony Davis.
Pretty much. I don't totally understand it, but I also get like, get healthy, dude.
He's collateral damage. I mean, that's just the reality of it. All right, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Fatty's on the phone. Let's go out to Nick in Dallas. What's up, Nick?
What's up, fellas?
Living the dream, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. What you got going on?
Man, I'm driving back from my buddy's house playing golf all day.
A foursome?
On a simulator.
Oh, on a simulator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's got a simulator in his garage, and then we're headed back to my place. Going to smoke a few fatties, and then probably Uber over to the bar and play some pool.
Are you going to be looking for any divorcees, or what's kind of the plan of attack for tonight?
Sheesh.
He said sheesh.
I will be. But my boy here, he might. So I mean,
oh, is he married?
Know,
is
man.
He engaged? What's the story? It sounds like there might be some loose connections,
bro,
there or what?
He's all about who's about him, bro. It's just how it is, you know.
Okay.
I mean, if he finds one on Instagram, he'll hit her up for a few weeks, and all of a sudden, I'm done with her. Then he's got another boo for like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, he's living with a chick, or she's living with him for 3 weeks. Bro, I can't keep up, dude, so I'm sure he'll probably take some girl home tonight. God bless her.
Good for him and her. Give me a prediction for tomorrow's game.
Man, so last week I called in and I said 42-21, and I think that we would have had that if we didn't have all the miscues, because I think Dallas, without the miscues, probably blows Philly out last week. I mean, that's kind of my thing. I don't know. Maybe I looked at that wrong.
No, you got it.
But I got Dallas 35-14 statement win. And I'm telling y'all, I used to not be sold on Jerry, man, but there's something clicked with that dude when he went and got Quinnen. And, man, it's changed a little bit. I ain't saying Super Bowl by any means. I'm telling that. I'm not saying Super Bowl at all.
Okay.
But the will to win has changed, and the want has changed. And I think that he says, you know what, I got to make some moves. I ain't getting any younger, you know.
Yeah.
So God bless his soul, and I hope that he sees that and he pushes for that. And I love Shoddy, man. God, I love Shoddy, man. He is everything you want in a coach, bro. I mean, just from the tragedy that happened and everything that's gone on, dude, it's refreshing to see a coach that can handle that, go through, weather the storm. And I mean, I saw the sounds of the sidelines the other day, and you just see Dak and him, and he's just like, I freaking love you, man. You know, it's a joy to see, man. That's the team that we've been looking for, that camaraderie, that love. And that's what's going to take you to the next level. And I think that it has started, and I think it's going to continue. And I'm with Bobby Belt, bro. I think they can go 6-1 or 5-1 or whatever it is. I mean, dude, they're dogs, bro.
I love it. Nick, while I disagree with the score, I don't necessarily hate your prediction as far as the Cowboys getting a win tomorrow. Good luck tonight, Nick. Blake and I will be on from 9 to 12:30 tomorrow. We look to hear from you tomorrow. Have a good night tonight, and please be safe. All right, let's go out to Tweaker Steve in Waxahachie. What's up, Tweaker Steve? Tweaker
Hey,
Steve.
Boys, I just wanted to call up and tap in. Can you hear me?
It sounds like you got a few homeboys in the background, or is that the radio? One of the two.
That was you, sir.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, hey, look.
That's called the broadcast delay.
That's right. We'll be your homeboys. What you got, Tweaker Steve?
So I just wanted to call in and say Blake is really him. He's Hemothy. He's the man. He's really been killing the radio. And I want to say that.
Wow. Thank you.
He's the next big thing. He's the next Howard Stern.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to put that on my resume. I appreciate you what. That.
Hey, go ahead and save that clip and send it to Blake so he can have it afterwards. All right. So we love up Blake, and I don't disagree with you. What else you got for us?
I also thought it'd be cool to get your guys' each of you guys' top three bands all time, or I don't know. Maybe if you guys get to it.
Top three bands.
Okay, I got you. I'll start us off.
Time.
Mine's going to be very unpolished, but I'll say Smashing Pumpkins at one. Big fan of them. Is Metallica considered a band, right?
They are considered a band.
We'll say Metallica at two. And then
name one song.
I got a full album.
He said Metallica's a band, right?
Come back to me for number three. Come back to me for number three.
Tweaker Steve, what are your top three while we got you here?
I'd have to say the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
I'd go Metallica. And then it's a tie between Alice in Chains and Nirvana.
Okay. All right. I like that. Solid choices by you. Okay. Good stuff. Real quick, give me a prediction for tomorrow.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, to be honest with you. I got the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has woken up, but I am rooting for Dallas. I'm a Niner fan, but I'm rooting for Dallas. So.
Okay, fair enough. Tweaker Steve, please be careful out there tonight, and have yourself a wonderful
Thanks for the nice
Thanksgiving.
Work, Steve.
Loving up our boy, Mr. Blake Elliott. All right, so your top three bands, would you say Metallica, Smashing Pumpkins, and then what's your
and
third
for you,
one?
Bobby, Sad But True, Everywhere I Roam, Everywhere But I Roam.
Google is fast. Beach Boys, Queen, and the 1975.
The 1975?
Yep.
Who's that?
Modern band.
Okay. The 1975. I got to check them out.
I got other bands. I'm a big rock fan, so I got
Now, that's not necessarily most influential or like the ones you throw up on Rushmore. I mean, Beach Boys are, but.
Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of what you're feeling right now?
Yeah, they're just top three bands I listen to, probably.
Are you not going
to
give yours? Oh, Deftones. Deftones, my third one. Easy.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
Gnarls Barkley.
I'm going to go with Pearl Jam.
Saw that.
I'm going to go with... God, this is a hard question. Pearl Jam 1. I will go with
Guns N' Roses.
Not a bad choice, but I'm not gonna go with them. I'm gonna go with Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, number 2.
Okay. Strong.
And then number 3, I will go with I'm gonna go with Talking Heads. Okay. Is my number 3.
And can you name one of Frank Zappa's children?
Moon Blake.
Unit. No. Oh, I knew you could.
Okay. How many children does he have?
I mean, literally the most notable name he already said, Moon Unit. And okay. Then there's also Dweezil.
Okay, can I guess the third one then?
Sure.
Based on that too, Moon Unit and Dweezil, I'm gonna guess Fingernail for the last one.
Close. Mm. Diva. Nope. Diva. And then there's one more.
How many letters?
5.
Mary Marys.
It's a man.
Okay. Lenny.
Amet.
Amet.
That was close.
Close. Let's see. From the 469, y'all white AF, LOL. Kiss.
I mean, Blake literally is not.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, how many African-American bands are there that were kind of dominating? So I don't know if there's...
Well, I mean,
technically, Elvis stole all their music.
There you go.
So you could say...
Did you hear Fred earlier in the show? He was saying some crazy stuff.
What were you saying?
People complaining about the Pilgrims.
What about them? Hey, there was a guy.
I'll get these two started.
There was a guy in this Tarleton State football game I was covering last week named Ellis Jr. So his name is Ellis. His last name is Ellis. And he's a junior, which means this has happened twice. But he played corner. And I was like, you have to refer to him as Ellis Island.
You have to.
Yeah,
I mean, that's.
But then, like, what would you play the Immigrant Song when he was getting introduced?
I mean, you could.
I think you should.
I mean, I think you absolutely
play
should.
And
plus, I mean, here's the thing. Do you know who Ellis Island is?
Nope. Or what Ellis Island
I think
is?
I just learned right there.
You just learned. Let's go out to, you know what? Hold on. I brought my glasses today. Justin in Midlothian.
Why did you take them back off?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Bobby, I agree with a ton of what you say.
Oh, look at that.
Love listening to
you,
Sean, and RJ in the morning. Y'all are awesome.
There's one.
Thank you. Also, do agree with Cowboys going to go on a run. Maybe lose one game the rest of the season, in my opinion. And they beat the Chiefs 34-31.
Okay, Justin in Midlothian. Now, see, that's a score that I can agree with.
Oh, did somebody donate $5,000?
That's for you, Fred.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're not supposed to speak on the score until that happens.
I don't. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with the winner. I'm just saying I agree that that could be a potential outcome.
Okay.
Would I be surprised if the Cowboys won tomorrow 34-31?
I don't know.
Not in the slightest.
I did pick them 31-21.
Who, Chiefs or
Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Yep.
Look.
I said right after the trade, I said they were going 6-2 minimum the rest of the way, and they've gone 2-0 so far. They just got to go 4-2.
Look, it's going to be a big it tomorrow. Appreciate you, Justin Midlothian, by the way. We said earlier red zone's going to be huge as far as, you know, who can get stops. And I think it's going to come down to, I think Jake Ferguson could have a big game tomorrow. I think can the Cowboys slow down Travis Kelce because they've had problems with tight ends before. I mean,
Taylor
I think
Swift slowed him down plenty.
Hey, he's had a good year this year, though. I tell you what, he's had a better year this year than he did last year.
Well, thank God.
You know?
Like, I mean, he was not good last year.
No, he wasn't. But that's what I'm saying. But look, the fact that you don't have
I'm
to
gonna
have
get him,
him be,
I'm going to get the Kansas City side of him triggered tonight.
You don't have to have him be your number one guy. That's the difference. Right? If Travis Kelce's your third option, I mean, dude, he's number two in yards right now for tight ends.
The third option, right.
That changes everything.
If you have two legitimate options ahead of him and not just he's your third best receiver on a not great unit. Which Rashee Rice has been good when he's not swerving into people.
Hey, look, man,
on the Dallas North Tollway.
That's it.
Swerve at that corner. Whoa.
Look, he's been fine, but he's also had a hamstring issue this week, so you don't know what he's going to be tomorrow.
No, I'll tell you what. He came up lame at the end of that game last week or on Sunday against the Colts. So, but you got to figure, look, this is a big game for him, too, coming back home.
Yeah.
Northridge and Hill stand up.
Get him a chauffeur.
People are saying that I need to check out Death and Earth. Or I know Earth, Wind, and Fire, but they're saying African-American band, so I'm all for it. Okay, we got one more segment
left.
Don't
forget Slipknot.
Did he not know Earth, Wind, and
Fire?
No,
I did. I'm just... Neither of you guys mentioned it when I said African-American bands.
Remember.
So we're going to continue.
I was going to say Busboys was going to be my choice.
I'm all for send all the African-American rock bands you want.
I'll show you during the break.
We're going to have Bobby Belt trigger Fred about the Chiefs in the final segment.
Nah, I'm good.
Q39 is crap barbecue.
Say our byes.
I don't disagree with that.
Thanksgiving
I don't
happens.
Disagree. I'm a Gates guy.
Next on the...
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
After Dark. Welcome back in. Final segment of the program. We've got the one, the only, Mr. Bobby Belt. Bobby, somebody asked, is Bobby avoiding being around his family the day before Thanksgiving or something? LOL. So
no.
Let the folks know why you're here.
I'm literally here because I'm doing something for my family,
there
basically. I mean, hanging around here and doing radio with y'all for a couple segments, that's not necessarily what I was doing. But it does look like... Stunner, everyone. We are moving. For those of you that listen to the morning show and are always giving me hell about living in an apartment, we are moving.
Yeah.
It's to another apartment. But
it's all right.
No, we're investigating if we're going to move to one place and we got to make up our minds by Friday. And so we're literally taking everything into account. So I was already in Irving doing some work and I was driving by here and I was like, I'm going to stop off here and just see how long the drive is from here to that place.
That's fair.
And so then I just ran upstairs because I heard Anthony Davis being a little baby back bee.
Tell you what, that was part of me feels bad for the guy. The other part of me, like you said, it's just, you know,
I do feel bad for him. I would be as petty as he is, but like, don't pretend either. I would also just say trade me. I would publicly say to trade me.
But does that, is he trying to play, at the very least, is he trying to at least play along with the Dallas Mavericks front office? And they're like, look, just hear us out. Let's play this thing out for a little bit. Because if he says trade me, then you lose.
Do they really feel that way? Like, do they really want him here, or is it just they're talking about that for trade purposes?
Number two. They don't.
Okay, well, then if that's the case, then what are you
trying to
you're
keep
not playing along with anything.
They're trying
you're
to just... keep his value up. They want him on the court. They want to be able to have good trade asset by him playing well.
Well, that's my thing, is if he comes out and says trade me, then does he look a little bit like he's trying to be adversarial about it? At least this way he's looking like the good soldier. You know, people are looking at the fact that, you know, you've been hated on basically since the entire time you've been here. So try to, you know, ingratiate yourself. What is that, the picture that they spit out of me?
Yeah, it missed one crucial detail trying to be politically correct, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't want to say what your skin tone was, I don't think.
Wow.
So it kicked out someone very close to you, but not you.
Wow.
I'm not going to make the comment. I want to stay on the radio, so I won't say anything.
Yeah, this looks more like...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bobby.
Ahmed Davis. That's not Fred Davis. That's Ahmed Davis.
See, that's Fred Abdullah. What are you talking about? Let's see. Limp Bizkit, another great black American band from the 972. No. Let's see. Redbone, ZZ Top, and AC/DC. That's from Chump in Red Oak.
I'm just waiting. Bobby, you said you were going to trigger Fred about the Chiefs.
Oh, just in general. I was trying to draw him. I kept hitting him line after line. And that's why I said something about Q39, which I actually think Q39 is better than you do, I guess.
It's all right. I mean, look, I haven't been. When I go back home, I go back to Kansas. I see my son. I'm in. I'm out. Boom, done. So
you are in and out.
I don't mess around.
You'll call me like 10 minutes after the game ends, and you're back on the road.
Back on the road. So
on the road again?
I do have my now my son will be making a trip down here. It was funny. He actually just texted me.
We're going to keep him.
I'd love to. He said he just had Thanksgiving.
I like him. He's a pleasant young man.
He's a good kid.
When he's tagged along at the Rangers games and stuff.
Absolutely.
Where should we take him, Bobby, to show him that the women down here are a little different? Where should we take him?
What does that mean? Like, show him the women are a little different in what sense?
Just in general.
Like, in terms of, like, they're a little different. Like, look, they're higher class,
yes.
Or a little different, like, they're crazy, or what do you mean?
No. A little, just the possibilities
I've
that are out
there. I've
told
you guys this over and over again. No. I mean, Stockyards is whatever.
Well, he's 17. Well, he'll be 18 next month.
Thursday night at Red River.
Should we take him there?
Can an 18-year-old get in there?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah.
I don't think he has an ID, though.
We're trying to show him bigger possibilities in Kansas. And so
Thursday night at Red River.
Okay.
It is shooting fish in a barrel, and the barrel's made out of fish, and it's a fish gun.
877-881-1053. Where should we take Fred's son to show him that
Dallas?
And please,
if you're on the fan text and like you don't like country bars, whatever, don't spoil the well. If you have been to Cowboys Red River on a Thursday night, ladies' night, just tell them there's a difference there.
Did we not mention Living Color? People keep texting in Living Color.
Well, I did. Remember, I told you.
You did during the break.
Did you during the break?
I did. Okay. I told you Living Color during the break. Shout out to our boy Corey Glover. But I'm probably too old for said bar.
You're really genuinely not. Earlier in the night, it's a little bit older, but the longer you hang around, there are people your age in there.
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you, Cowboys Red River on Thursday night is a wide swath
Where's
of
it
people.
At?
It's technology. It's right over by the big...
The Ojos Locos we went to.
It's right over by
traffic.
It's right over by the big Boomer Jacks by like Northwest Highway and Technology.
It was when we went to Ojos Locos.
And it was that... That
huge
place was
line.
Jumping that night.
Yeah, because it was a Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was
Thursday.
Thursday
night is ladies' night. And the thing is that it's... Like I've said, here's my contention the whole time that I'm trying to get them on board with.
Yeah.
The best place, whether you can dance or not, the best place to practice... talking to women you do not know is Cowboys Red River or a country bar in general.
I was an electric cowboy kind of guy.
Because country bar, girls are expecting you to walk up and ask them to dance. So that's not creepy to them to see somebody walking up and talk to them.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't
disagree. Do you mind if I take you for a dance?
Well, you just kind of just walk up to them.
And then if you don't
know
how to dance, then you just go like, I just really liked you. I thought you were cute.
You just grab him and just kind of shuffle
you,
along.
Yeah, but if you are,
and so there's a guy that's way better dancing right next to you.
But I'm saying it checks every box of like, even if you don't want to dance, actually, you just go, I don't really know how to dance, but like it cuts through the tension of it's awkward to walk up and talk to them.
What do you do when she looks you right in the eyes and goes, I'm good?
Well, then you just start reevaluating your life. Or you just go to the next.
You just go to the next. I mean, look, if it's somebody that's totally out of your... Now, if she's ugly and she says that, then you really do have to reevaluate your life.
You go to the next, or you wait 2 more hours.
Or just go to the other side of the... Or just go to the other side of the bar.
It's a big bar. Okay.
Exactly. Let's go to the other side.
We've got Jerry Jones. He's geeked.
You love this.
This is a new one.
This is
new. I saw this one.
Jerry, you already heard this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear the Eagles one too? You heard both?
Yes.
Okay. So this is Jerry Jones.
Which one's better? Chiefs or the Eagles one?
This one.
Okay.
This is Jerry Jones before the Chiefs games, and I guess I got to say this before, this is artificial intelligence.
Well, obviously the Chiefs have had a lot of success. They got that Kermit the Frog mother back there at quarterback, and Mr. Swift can still get open from time to time. Now, I'll be halfway home on a bottle of bourbon, doing dabs of tryptophan and picking my teeth with turkey bones, but I'll be if Dak and his crew don't carve them up.
Probably should have bleeped one of those words out, but that's okay. So is that it?
No, there's more. Play after. Did we dump that part? Okay. Play it after that.
Give me one sec to reset.
Yeah, you're right, good.
He's
you're
resetting.
Good. You're good.
He's resetting.
And they keep getting medium tan complexion wrong with you on this AI thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, otherwise it's pretty close.
Let's see. Okay, we've already mentioned Living Color. If you have any game at all, you can pull one or three fish in a barrel, like Bobby said. So,
that's
yeah.
what I'm telling you. Cowboys Red River is the spot.
All right.
Okay, we're good.
Dak and his crew don't carve them up. Hey, Spags, see these nuts? On your chin, pal. Roasted. Hell, maybe we can even cover Rashi Rice. That jitterbug's catching everything but consequences. Wow. Might be time for Andy Reid to set down the cheeseburger and take some deep f***ing from finger-licking George Pickens on Thursday. Now, that's how you stuff a plump old bird, whether it looks like Wilford f***ing Brimley or not.
Damn.
Wow. It's pretty good, though.
All right. Okay, so we got AI.
Jerry unloading the clip.
I was kind of surprised he didn't make more mention of Rashi Rice in his driving. Okay, that definitely does look more like me.
Yeah, that's you.
I mean, it was getting like stuff like the Wheel of Misfortune and the screensaver behind you with
yeah,
the
no,
detail.
That does look eerily similar to me, Mike.
Basically, because I'm not filling anybody in, I guess. I took a picture of Fred during the break, asked ChatGPT to explain in detail what he looked like, so then I could prompt another AI to generate a picture of someone like that and see if it would look like Fred. And it does.
And it does. There you have it. We learned something new today. All right, real quick. You'll be at the game tomorrow, obviously.
I will be. I was not at the game on Sunday. I was sick.
How you feeling now? I mean, you sound like you're okay.
Yeah.
So what exactly, so in the Belt household, knowing that you will be at the game or be at AT&T for a large part of the day, kind of how does things shake out for the Belt family
Friday
tomorrow?
Friday Thanksgiving.
So tomorrow the fam's kicking it.
Yeah, we either do, they'll just hang out, chill out. They may run around, see a few people, but in terms of like Thanksgiving, we'll do that Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to do that Friday, and hopefully it'll be after a Cowboys win. Because they got to keep those playoff hopes alive.
They have to. Now, look, I think they can lose tomorrow and still be okay. So
if they lose tomorrow, they can be okay if they win every game the rest
whatever
of the way.
Whatever game the rest of the way.
Yeah, so. You're already talking about the seventh seed in the conference right now is San Francisco at 8-4. So even if you go 10-6-1 and they go 2-3 the rest of the way, that still just barely sneaks you in.
Damn, I didn't. Yeah,
you really need to win out or lose one.
Well, can't lose that Lions game.
I was going to say, because if you lose tomorrow, you got to win.
Can't, as in there's no room for error for losing? Yeah. Or are you saying the Lions are that bad where it's like, well,
no,
you
just
can't lose that game.
You're fighting for a playoff spot similar to the Lions. So if you lose to the Lions.
That's the one game I'm certain they're losing the rest of the way.
And think about it. You don't have the tiebreaker over Carolina.
You don't have to worry about tiebreakers against anybody.
Oh, because of the one.
Other than unless you tie with Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's
going to get fishy.
That is going to get fishy. All right,
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
All right. So, look, we're down to the final 30 seconds of the program. Great stuff, as always, from the one, the only, Mr. Bobby Belt. Shout out to our boy, Jet Nelson. Like I said, he will be producing for us tomorrow. Great stuff, as always, from the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin. Safe travels out to Granbury this evening. Blake, you and I will be on tomorrow. Once again, don't forget, you've got CA and Sweet Willie C, a little fan jam from 6 to 9. And then, of course, you'll have myself and Blake Elliott tomorrow. Good night. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.